I've asked Laura to come and share with us this morning a little bit about what she's been doing at the beginning of the summer. Many of you will know Ignite. You'll know Gary Smith. He was here with us a couple of months ago. And many of you will know that Gary and Nigel, a number of years ago now, connected with a pastor in India named Prasad of Gateway Church, and they have gone on a journey together over a number of years, and they have planted a number of churches, but they've also built a school in Rajahmundry in India. And Gary and Nigel go out there quite frequently, and this year it was Gary's turn, I think, and he took a team out, and Laura was part of that team. And so I've just asked Laura to give us an insight into her journey over to India. So, welcome back. It was an interesting journey, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, tell us about the journey out there first of all.
Okay. Well, I left on July the 10th, and I was supposed to be travelling with another woman in the same team. We were meant to be on the same flight. However, when I went to check in, there was no seat for me on the plane. So I had to wait until check-in closed for my flight to see if anyone didn't turn up so I would have a seat. But everyone did turn up, so I didn't have a seat on the plane. So I had to then go on a flight later that wasn't direct. I had to go to Delhi and then to Hyderabad. And then there were no more flights to my final destination. So I had to fly to a different place in India. And they had to drive 3 hours to go and pick me up. So my journey, that I should have got there at like 10 a.m. the next day. But I got there at about 10 p.m. in the night. So, it was a bit stressful. But I got there in the end, so, yeah.
I think it was stressful for you, but I'm not sure how much more stressful it was for your mum and dad, knowing that that was going on. I didn't ask you this question. I didn't tell you about this one. But what were your expectations going out there?
I said this when I was out there. I didn't know what to expect because I didn't know. We didn't really know what we were going to be doing out there, so I didn't know what to expect from what we were doing. But also, I didn't think I was going to be disappointed, so I didn't want to set any expectations that I might not have reached when I was out there. But.
Okay, that's good. So you've got a couple of photographs that you've brought back. Do you want to talk us through those?
Okay.
Maybe get the first one up there.
This is the best picture I could find of the school. That's the school there that Ignite have built. And all the downstairs are all the younger children, so up to the age of about 11 or 12, and upstairs is like the secondary school side. And there's just one class per year group, and that's some of the children that live in the children's home that's linked with the school. There's about 20 children living in the children's home, and that's some of them just playing out the front.
So how many children roughly are going to the school now?
About 350, I think.
About 350.
Yeah.
Okay. And how many teachers do they have?
I think about 20, maybe.
Right. Okay. So we got involved really at the early stages. For some of you, you'll know, you came along to the curry evenings that Mark arranged. We were there when the foundations went in for this school. You know, and it's amazing to see what has happened over the years, the amount of support that has resulted in this. You know, I mean, 350 kids, that's fantastic, isn't it? So, okay, that's great. That's that first picture. What's the next one?
We had a little party for all the kids in the children's home. So we bought them, like, cakes and sweets and fizzy drinks and things like that. But, yeah, that's just us giving them out, really. Yeah.
Next up.
This is about every day we went to a few churches that Ignite have either built or that they are linked to out there. And this is one of them. This is probably the biggest one we went to. And this is the church that the pastor Prasad out there, he pastors this church. And they had to, I don't know if you can see in the picture, but at the back of the buildings a slightly different colour because that's an extension that they did because they had so many people coming, they needed to make the church bigger.
Fantastic. That's great.
This is one of the days at the school. I mistakenly told Gary that when I was younger, I used to do dance lessons, and he latched onto that. And so the girls were having their Punjabi dancing, and they invited me to go and join in. And at first I thought I'd got away with it because they were just dancing for me and explaining all their dances to me, and that was fine. And then they all started talking between themselves and looking at me, and I knew what was coming. And I'm not sure if they made this up or if this is true, but they told me that the next song that was going to be played is from a film, and the girl in the film is a foreigner who looks like me, and she does this dance. So I had to join in, I had to dance. And there is a video, but I couldn't find it.
It's funny you should say that, because... No, I'm I did think about it last night, but I didn't have the time to do it. Because Gary posted it on Facebook, so... That's great, fantastic.
Wow. There are three other people who are in the team that came out. And in the week, we all bought different Indian outfits. So some people bought, like, Punjabi dresses, and some of us bought saris. So on our last night out there, we all dressed up, and all the family dressed up, and we all had a meal together, Yeah, it's a bit of fun.
Yeah. This guy on the end here, just as a side note, has just recently become a Christian, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And came to faith. He was a Muslim and came to faith through a dream. I think he met Jesus in his dreams. A fantastic guy. He goes to the city temple, prayed for me the other day, and it was amazing. That's fantastic. Great. What's the next one?
These are just the children in the children's home. On this day, I think, in the week, we were buying things for the children's homes. We bought them, like, new bedding and new clothes and, like, games and things like that. And this is the day that we gave them all those things. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and this is the children's home. So there's a boys' room and a girls' room, and there's 10 in each. And they literally just have, like, a bed and a box underneath with their things in. And, this is... just some of the stuff we got for them.
Is that it? Is that the last one? Yeah, that's the last one. Great. So you go to this new country. I mean, an experience like that, you're bound to have learnt lots of different things. What one thing have you learnt coming back?
I think I've just learnt to... just their, like, appreciation for everything out there is so different to ours. Like, in the offerings at all the churches, you'd see them bringing, like, cups of rice to the front because they don't have anything to give, but they want to give. Yeah. So they'll bring rice, and they'll just bring whatever they have. It's not really what they bring. Yeah. It's the fact that they don't have anything to give, but they still give. And just their trust in God, like, they don't know. Some families don't know how much money they're going to earn that month, but they just know God's going to provide for them, and that God will find a way that they can all eat, and all the kids can still go to school and things.
Yeah, it's remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah.
So going out with that team, going out with Gary, you must have had a few laughs. What was one of your funny moments?
One of the funny moments was we seemed to meet a lot of Prasads out there. So there was Pastor Prasad, there was Smiley Prasad, who works in the school. He's the administrator and, like, looks after the children in the children's home. There's Driver Prasad, who drove the other car that we were in. And there was Worship Prasad, who's one of the worship leaders out there in one of the churches. So we thought Prasad is a very common name in India. And one day, Gary and Linda ran a pastors' conference, all the pastors that are linked with Ignite. And Gary thought, I can't remember what he was talking about, but he thought it'd be a really good thing to say, okay, so put your hand up if your name's Prasad. Thinking everyone would put their hand up because it was such a common name, and no one put their hand up because they're the only four Prasads that anyone out there knows. It's not a common name, and no one else knows any other Prasads. And it didn't really work for Gary.
I'm glad I know about that. I remember that one. Yeah, that's great, fantastic. So, what's your memory that you'll take away from this trip?
Probably. Maybe just like the kindness of the family. family we were staying right. with. So we were staying with Prasad.
Yeah.
And, they just couldn't do enough for you. They wouldn't. If we were in the kitchen, they wouldn't go until we had gone, just in case we needed anything.
Right.
So there were times where we'd just have to go off to our rooms just so we could give them a break, because they right. wouldn't. Like, they would just do everything for you and they wouldn't want right. you to lift a finger. And it was right. just... Yeah, it was just so bad. They were all so lovely.
Fantastic. So, what one thing would you say to somebody who was thinking about whether or not to go on a trip like this?
Don't hesitate, just do it. Just definitely, do it. Yeah. One of the women in the team said that India was the place that she wanted to go to. God had told right. her to go there years and years ago, and she was always like, no, well, there's nothing I can do out there.
Right.
I don't have any of the skills to help people out there.
Uh-huh.
So she just put it to the side, and then at the end of the trip she was like, I don't know why I waited so long, I
right.
should have just gone when he told me earlier.
Brilliant. Okay, well, I can see that you've had an absolutely incredible adventure. I think it would be great just to pray for Laura, because there's so much that gets put into you when you do something like this, and that the Lord deposits into you, and we want to pray for that. We want to pray that the Lord will nurture what he started in you and the lessons that you've learnt, your experience of him out there, not only for yourself, obviously that whole journey out there must have been an incredible test of faith, but also through the people that you meet, and you see him working through them, and it's incredible to see that, to see God operating in other cultures and providing for people in so many different ways. So we want to pray for you, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Kat, do you want to come out and pray? Father God, we thank you for Laura. We thank you, first of all, for getting her there safely and bringing her home safely, and for watching over her through that entire time. We thank you for her heart, Lord, to serve. And Father, for the experience that she has had.
Mm-hmm.
And we just ask you now, Lord, that you would you'd bless what she has seen, Lord. All that that she has learned through this journey, learned about the world, learned about herself, learned about other people, other cultures. Mm-hmm. But mostly, Father, what she's learned about you. Mm-hmm. Lord, we just want to ask, Lord, that you would just nurture the seeds of experience, the seeds of faith and trust. Mm-hmm. That you have placed in her, Lord, that you would bless her, Lord, that they would grow. Father, that her experience would open doors for what she wants to do into the future, Lord. And we want to pray just your richest blessing upon her, Lord. We want to pray, Father, for the conversations that she had when she was there, Lord, for the way in which she interacted with people, Lord, the blessing that you put through her into the lives of others, Lord. We want to pray for that to grow as well, that to be nurtured for your kingdom's sake.
Mm-hmm.
We ask all this, Lord, for her good mm-hmm. and for your glory, in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Bless you. Thanks, Laura.